You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, many of us who are blind and partially sighted have been following with great interest and excitement as England have progressed through the group stage and now into the knockout phases of the FIFA World Cup finals in 2022. And somebody who is a huge blind football fan, or I should say is blind but a football fan, is Pardy Gill. And Pardy joins us now. Hello, Pardy. You've been to Qatar. How exciting.
Oh, it's been a thrilling experience and I'm heading back tomorrow. So really looking forward to it, Dave.
Now, the reason we've invited you on ahead of the big game at the weekend, of course, England taking on France in the quarterfinals of the World Cup, is you shared something hugely interesting to me, which is audio described commentary. Can you just explain what that is and how does that differ from the normal commentary that we might get on the radio or the TV?
It's great because the audio describers actually describe the on-pitch action. Sometimes, as on radio commentary or TV commentary, it's great to get the statistics and the strategy. But what I'm relying on as audio description is the on-pitch action, the facial expressions, the ambience, the atmosphere in the stadium. And it's great. It's worked so well with audio description. King Power at Leicester does it quite well. It's a bit patchy at the other Premier League stadiums. And it's really opened up my eyes. I've been to quite a few World Cups in the past and I didn't need to rely on it then. But it's just been so thrilling in Qatar, Dave, having the audio descriptive commentary, which has really blown me away.
Now, just before we talk about how the commentary is not just available in Qatar, but actually listeners here in the UK can access the commentary, and you're going to explain for us in a moment how we do that. But just wanted to kind of dwell on that point a little bit more, that the audio described commentary compared with a regular sports commentary focuses a lot more on bringing to life those visual elements, the colours of the boots, the shapes around the stadium, the colours of the stadium. One of the things that was mentioned, I think, in the coverage of the Portugal game was how many of the photographers were actually facing the bench rather than the players at the start of the game. So all those extra details that, of course, sighted sports fans will be aware of, but perhaps don't always come through in commentary. So that's where I think audio described commentary can perhaps add an extra layer of accessibility for us.
Absolutely. And one thing that maybe people don't listen on is, for example, when you go to the theatre, a lot of these audio describers have to be trained very well. I've had commentators audio describing football at matches who have tried their best, but they haven't had that right balance in describing what we want to hear. So it's been great. And one thing I found in Qatar is that they've had a really great training program through the Centre for Access to Football in Europe, CAF. And that's really shone on in terms of the quality, the sound quality of the commentary and the information and content they're providing.
Excellent. Well, I hadn't been aware of this before now, and that's why I'm keen to share it with our listeners here on RNIB Connect Radio. So why don't you just sort of talk us through, Pardy, what we need to do as sports fans in the UK if we want to access some of this commentary for the remaining games in the World Cup?
So this is exactly how I've done it when I've been at the Al Bayt Stadium or the Ahmed bin Ali Stadiums in Qatar. You basically go onto your smartphone, Apple or Android App Store, search for FIFA Interpreting, FIFA Interpreting. You'll see the app. It's a free app. Download the app. And then once you've opened the app and accepted the privacy button, it will then ask you to enter an event code. The event code basically relates to the stadium where the match is being played. So, for example, this Saturday, the England-France game at 7 p.m. will be played at the Al Bayt Stadium. And the code you need to enter there is ADCABS. It's all in capital letters. And then once you've entered the event code, this will be just before the game starts. You'll then have to tap on the game, England versus France. You'll then be opened up with an option to choose your language, which is either Arabic or English. and then you're ready to go.
So really simple. You download the FIFA interpreting app. You're then prompted to enter your event code for the match, and we'll give that one for the England-France game in a second. And then you're connected to the commentary, and it usually starts about 30 minutes before kickoff, Pardy.
Around about 5 or 10 minutes beforehand. It depends. In Qatar, I've had it earlier. But when I listened to it on the matches yesterday, which maybe you did as well, with the great games with Portugal, it started just before the game was about to start. But you can also listen to all the other great games coming up, the remaining quarterfinals, the semis, and the final. So just do a Google search for FIFA interpreting app event codes, and then there should be a link towards the top which goes to the Cafe Europe website, and it has all the codes on there.
Now, before we give that code out one more time, everybody be ready with a Braille note taker or other device for writing down. Just give us a flavour, Pardy. What's been the atmosphere like in Qatar when you've been travelling to games and getting into the stadiums? Are you welcome as a blind person? How's that been?
I was rather apprehensive because obviously I don't need to talk about all of the issues that have been surrounding the controversy of the World Cup, but I was in Russia in 2018, and that was a great experience. And I went to Qatar with no preconceptions, but I was really just blown away by just how friendly, welcoming the staff were, the disability-trained staff on arrival at Hamad International Airport, the brand-new, amazing metro in Doha with 36 stations, all fully accessible, the fan park at the Al Bidah Park, and even in the stadiums, all the accessibility features, from having accessibility bays, having accessible turnstiles and disability-trained staff, and also golf buggies, for example, because it is a long walk. For example, the Al Bayt Stadium, where the game is happening on Saturday, is the furthest away. It's about a 20-minute walk from the metro. So they've done so many great initiatives there to make accessibility really important and inclusive.
Are you traveling alone? Have you been traveling with sighted people? How's that been?
I've been traveling with family and also quite a few friends as well from the England Supporters Club. So I've been based in Dubai. The costs have been quite high, as probably you and many listeners have heard, in Qatar, with almost 1 million fans actually congregating in a city the size of Newcastle. You know, the great thing about Qatar is that you've got 8 stadiums, all quite relatively easy to get around. You can even do more than one game in a day. So it's been a good experience for me.
Well, fantastic. Well, wonderful to hear about that. And we hope that you enjoy the remainder of the tournament. So for those of us who are kind of listening in from afar and might want to avail ourselves of that audio described commentary through the FIFA interpreting app, one more time, Pardy, why don't you just share that event code for the big match between England and France this coming weekend?
So the event code for this Saturday for the England-France game, it's A, D, C, A, B, S.
Okay, so it's Alpha, Delta, Charlie, Alpha, Bravo, Sierra. Is that right?
That's right. Audio describe a commentary, A, D, C, A, B, S, which is a code for the Al Bayt Stadium. And hopefully we can sing along to Sweet Caroline after the end of the game on Saturday, Dave.
We will see. All right. Thank you so much, Pardy Gill, blind football fan. And we appreciate you really introducing us to the FIFA interpreting app and sharing your experiences of the World Cup in Qatar. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dave. Thank you.